首先，我要谢谢牧师给我这样一个机会。
Thank you, brothers and sisters. First, thanks, Pastor, who give me the chance to stand here.
一个礼拜前，牧师说能不能让我来分享母亲节的这个专题。
About one week ago, a pastor who asked me to share a message on Mother's Day.
我说当然可以，因为我有一个最好的妈妈。
Of course, because I have the best mom.
那所有人认为自己的妈妈是最好的，但是我的妈妈是最好的，
Everybody would think his mom is the best, but my mom is the best.
因为我小时候我的身体非常弱，我从4岁了以后就哮喘非常严重。
When I was little, I was I was very weak, and I had a bad
Asthma，
asthma.
所以我妈妈有的时候就要背我背去几十里外的去找各种各样的医生。
My mom have to carry me on her back to walk tens thousands of miles to find a doctor.
所以有的时候在山路上跌倒，有的时候在小河里面跌倒，所以我印象很深很深。
I do remember that sometimes we fell on the trail, sometimes we fell into a river.
所以我记得我的妈妈是最好的。
So that's why I remember my mom is the best mom.
同样是上个礼拜开始以后，接连的我的组内弟兄也有3位弟兄姐妹，他们的母亲就去世。
And then last week, I know three brothers, sisters, their mom passed away.
所以心里也是非常的沉重。
Yeah, be heavy for them.
但是呢，神又把我们组内的一个姐妹，今天她又接了一个女儿，在回家的路上，我也为这件事情感谢神。
But today, I'm very thankful that there is a sister who is bringing a daughter home.
所以有母亲节快乐。
So, have Mother's Day.
所以今天是一个特别温暖的一个日子，就是我们来感谢神，因为母亲赐给每一个家庭。
Today is a really special day for warmth.
神也借着这个母亲，把爱和忍耐，还有甚至很多的东西带给这个家庭。
Through a mom, love and patience that is brought into a family.
小时候的时候，我们会觉得妈妈真的是很厉害，她会做饭，会照顾人，会安排所有的一切。
Yeah, when we were little, we feel mom is the greatest person in the world because he know how to cook, he take care of people, he arrange everything.
可是等到我们长大了以后，发现妈妈其实很重要的工作都是我们别人看不见的时候做的。
But when we grew up, we found actually mom did a lot of things that is invisible to others.
所以有些妈妈在孩子睡觉的时候，他们在后面默默的流泪啊，祷告，在着急。
Some moms, after their children go to bed, they would weep and pray silently.
所以我今天的信息想借着教会历史上很有名的2位母亲，
Today, I want to share two great moms in the church history.
那一位是奥古斯丁的母亲 Monica，
One is the mother of Augustine, Monica.
她是用很长久流泪的祷告来等待一个浪子的回头。
He was awaiting the return of a prodigal through long term of weeping and praying.
这另一位是约翰卫斯理的母亲，
Another is the mother of John Wesley,
Susanna Wesley，
Susanna Wesley.
她是一个在非常忙的一个家庭里面呢，坚持属灵上的一个教养。
He is a mom who persistently insisted on the spiritual teaching from God, even in a very, very busy family.
这两个母亲的环境非常的不同。
The two moms live in very, very different families, different circumstances,
他们方法也不同，
and they have different methods.
但是他们有一个很共同的一个共同点，
But they have one common ground.
就是他们把儿子带到神的面前，
Both of them brought their son to God.
所以借着一个祷告和教养，把孩子带到神的面前来。
Through praying and to bringing the children to God.
那请大家我们一起来翻到今天的一个信息的经文，是在撒母耳记上的1章27到28节。
Now let's turn, open your Bible to 1 Samuel, chapter 1, verse 27 and 28.
那我先用中文来念《撒母耳记上》1:27-28。
So I will read in Chinese first.
我祈求为要得这孩子，耶和华已将我所求的赐给我了，所以我要将这孩子归于耶和华，使他终身归于耶和华。于是在那里敬拜耶和华。请小林弟兄为我们用英文来念这段经文。
First Samuel, chapter 1, 27-28. I prayed for the child, and the child has granted me what I asked him. So now I give him to the Lord. For his holy life, he will be given over to the Lord, and he worshiped the Lord there.
好，我们一起来低头做个祷告。
Okay, let's start. Let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们满心感谢你，
Dear Lord, we thank you.
在这一个母亲节的这样一个主日来，我们特别感谢你，没有每个人赐下母亲，
Lord, we thank you especially for our mom that you give to every one of us.
也借着他们的爱和祷告和忍耐和摆上。
Through their love, their patience, their praying, and their devotion,
因为他养育我们，陪伴我们长大，
they bring us up and they accompany us to grow.
亲爱的主啊，愿你圣灵来安静我们的心，
Lord, please may your Holy Spirit to be with us.
也除去我们一切心里的一些忙碌和焦虑和搅扰。
To remove all the anxiety, business that they, and the disturbance within our heart.
使我们能够专心地来到你的面前，来仰望你。
So we can be with you alone.
那无论我们在是以母亲的身份、父亲的身份和孩子的身份，
No matter whether we are a mom or a child or a parent.
让我们每个人都也可以来到你的面前，再次把生命交托给你。
So each one of us can come before you, so we can give our life to you.
愿我们今天的这个敬拜和祷告、诗歌读经和信息都可以交在你的手中。
May today's worship, our praying, our reading of the scripture all be present in your eyes.
愿你亲自在我们心中掌权，
Please be our lead today.
得到一切的荣耀。
May all glories belong to you.
也求你来更新我们的生命和家庭。
Please refresh, renew our life and our family.
让我们这样的同心祷告，乃是奉靠主耶稣宝贵的圣名。
May all our prayers in you, our Lord.
然后一起阿门。
Amen.
就弟兄姐妹们，我们知道，我们母亲她生命中有两件事情会去做。
Brother, sister, we know mother in her life. There are most important things she will do.
第一件事情是我们要向神求这个孩子。
First thing, we ask God for a child.
这就是哈拿在撒母耳记上的里面说的：“我祈求为要得这孩子。
That's what Hannah said in 1 Samuel. He prayed to receive the child from God.
”所有的孩子并不是偶然来到我们的中间，
Every child is not by accident come into this
乃
world.
是神要赐给我们的一个产业，
But it's really asset from Lord to us.
是神的一个恩典。
Yeah, that's a grace from God.
所以，一个敬虔的母亲，她会不停地为孩子祷告。
So that's why a pious mother always pray for his children.
在孩子年幼的时候，为他祷告。
When he was little, she prays.
他们长大了以后，去了大学，也继续为他们祷
When he
告。
grew up, went to college, go to college, she prayed.
他们胜利的时候祷告，他们软弱叛逆的时候，也要继续为他们祷告。
So mom prays, no matter the children. Success or fail, she always pray for them.
但是在很多时的时候，我们只会停留在第一步。
But many occasions we stopped
我们
at
去
the
向
step.
神要孩子，
We ask God, pray God to give a child.
希望神赐给我们想要的那样的孩子，
Ask God for a dream child.
却忘记了第二步。
But we forgot the next step.
就要把孩子的成长交给神。
We need bring the child to Lord。
所以哈拿在这个祷告里面，他说：“所以我要将这孩子归于耶和华。”
So that's why Hannah said in her prayer, I return the child back to God.
一个真正爱孩子的人，是不是要紧紧要去抓住这个孩子？
A real love from mom is not to grasp her child firmly,
而是愿意把这个孩子交给神，
but to bring the child in front of God.
因为我们自己本身不能掌管这个孩子的一生，
Because we cannot control a child's life.
甚至我们不能时时的保护他们，
We cannot even protect them every moment.
我们更不能改变他们的心，
We cannot possibly change their heart.
但是神可以。
But God can.
所以，母亲最深的爱就不只是给孩子最好的生活。
So the deep love from a mom is not only give the best food, best life for the child,
而是要把孩子引到神的面前，
but bring child to in front of Lord.
让他们一生要属于神，
So for all their life, they belongs to God
跟随神。
and follow God.
今天的信息里面，我们会看到两位很有名的母亲。
So today we will see two famous child,
第一位就是莫妮
famous
卡，
mothers.
第一位就是奥古斯丁的母亲莫妮卡。
First is Augustine's mother, Monica.
他这个儿子其实非常聪明，
Yeah, his child is actually very, very smart,
非常有才华。
very talented.
按照世人的眼光，他很有前途。
In world eyes, he has a bright future in front of him.
但是奥古斯丁在年轻的时候，他追求名利，甚至放纵情欲。
But when Augustine was young, what he pursued was fame and fortune, and even indulged himself in lust.
用今天的话讲，就是这个是不听话的一个孩子，
In today's world, this is a defiant child.
那觉得自己是对的。
He always thinks he is right.
那母亲越讲，他就越反感。
So, mother said more, he would be more defiant.
那最重要的是，他远离神。
The most important thing, he's far away from God. He was far away from God.
很多的母亲听到这里，都会有一些共鸣。
So many mama would feel something similar.
他说：“我已经尽力了，孩子就是不听。
Yeah, I did everything, but my child don't listen.
”所以莫妮卡她面临的不只是一个叛逆的孩子。
So what Monica faces is not just a defiant child,
更重的是一个很深的一个无力感，
but a more heavy feeling of helplessness.
因为他知道孩子正在远离神，但是他发现自己没有办法改变他的
Of
境。
course, he can observe his child is getting away, further away from God, but she couldn't do anything.
那面对这样的孩子了以后，这个母亲她没有放弃。
But Monica didn't give up.
因为他慢慢的明白，他自己并不能改变孩子的这个心思意念。
Because he slowly realized he cannot change her child's heart.
但是他对神有信心，
But she had confidence in God.
所以他做了一件事情，就是不住的祷告。
The only thing she did is to continuously pray.
因为他知道雅各书里面5章16节就讲说，一人祷告所发的力量是大有功效的。
Because he knows in the Bible, it says, a righteous man's prayer is powerful and effective.
甚至主耶稣他在路加福音18章1节也告诉我们，讲说要常常祷告，不可灰心。
Jesus in Luke 18, verse 1 said, always pray and not give up.
那莫妮卡就是这样一位不灰心的一个母亲，
Monica did the same thing. He never gave up.
她为她的儿子流泪祷告。
She pray and wait for her child.
一年又一年呢，他就是在等候神的工作，
She waited patiently year after year.
但很多时候他都看不见改变，
But she did not see a change for many years.
但是他没有放弃，
But she never gave up.
他没有断绝这个母子的关系。
She didn't cut the tie with her son.
虽然孩子一次次的让他伤心。
Even her Song hurt her again and again,
但是他仍然选择爱他，
but she chose to love him.
等候他，他继续做一件事情，就是流泪祷告，等候。
Yeah, he did just one thing, pray, wait, and weep.
甚至他一路跟随儿子来到不同的城市，
She even followed her child, her son, to different cities.
那不断的把他交托给神。
Continuously entrust his son to God.
那后来他有一次向一位主教来倾诉自己的这个忧伤的时候。
Once he poured his heart, poured her heart to a bishop.
那个主教就对他讲了一句，现在我们都觉得很有名的一句话。
So the bishop replied her with a message.
他说：“一个有这样祷告的母亲的孩子，不可能灭亡。
A child of such prayers will never be lost.
”因为这句话不是讲说母亲的祷告有什么魔法，
This is not saying mother prayer is magic.
而是告诉我们，神不会轻看一个母亲长期流泪的一个祷告。
But tells us that God don't never neglect our mother's persistent prayers.
所以多年以后，神终于在奥古斯丁的生命里面来动工。
So that's why after many years, God start touch Augustine's heart.
所以有一天，他在花园里面，他其实内心很痛苦，也在挣扎。
One day when Augustine walking in garden, he was really struggling a lot.
他就不知道人生该往哪里去。
He really doesn't know where life would lead to.
那就在那个时候的时候，突然听到有一个声音在说
At that moment, he suddenly heard a voice.
：“他拿起来读，拿起来读。
He heard, "Take up and read."
”他就随手的打开旁边的圣经，
Yeah, it happens there is a Bible by him, so he took it up and opened the Bible.
就翻到罗马书。
And it happened to be the Book of Rome.
那罗马书里面的一句话完全刺透他的心。
The one verse in Rome that cut through his
他终
heart,
于悔改归向神，
and he repented.
所以那个曾经软弱神、让母亲流泪的儿子，被神彻底的改变。
So that man who hurt her mom, who were far away from God, but was changed completely by the Lord.
后来成为历史上最有名的神学家。
He became a great, very, most famous theologian in history.
写下很有名的忏悔录。
And he wrote the great book that even we read, that's the Confession.
直到今天，仍然在影响无数人的生命。
It influenced countless people's life. Even nowadays, it's still doing the same.
下面我要进到第二个大点，
Now I want to talk the second point.
就是你永远用真理来塑造每个孩子。
That a mom used to choose to shape your child with truth.
那圣经里面告诉我们，教养孩子不只是一个学校的责任，也不只是教会的一个责任。
Bible tells us parenting is not the responsibility for school or for church.
那更是神托付给我们每个父母亲的一个重要的责任。
It's actually parenting is a God-given responsibility of every parent.
那神在旧约《生命记》6章6到7节的时候，他说：“要殷勤的教训你的儿女。
So, in the Holy Bible, in the Old Testament, Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 6 and 7, God said, "Impress them on your children."
”那保罗在新约的以弗所书6章4节也说：“要照着主的教训境界养育他们。
In the New Testament, book of Ephesians 6, verse 4, it says, "Bring them up in the training and the instruction of the Lord."
”所以这一句意味着父母亲，他不只是要供应孩子生活上的需要。
So, as a parent, we do not just provide food to sustain their life.
而且要在每天的生活中，要把神的话语、敬畏神的心和属灵的价值观，一点一点的放到小孩子的生命中间。
But bit by bit, instill in their life God's words, God's value into their life.
因为孩子将来成为怎样的人，很多的时候是从家庭开始被塑造。
Because children, they are formed most of, in most time is from family, started from family.
那 Susanna 威斯理他所面对的是一个非常忙碌的一个家庭。
Susanna Wesley, she was in a very, very busy family.
他生了19个孩子，
She gave birth to 19 children.
那其中养大了10个。
10 of the 19 survived.
那个时候的孩子的存活率没有像现在那么高。
The survival rate at that time was very low.
家里的经济其实很困难。
That is really family is in hardship, was in hardship.
那丈夫又常常不在家。
And her husband, most of the time, was not home at all.
所有生活的压力、孩子的教育和家庭的这管理，几乎是落在他一个人的身
The
上。
burden of life, the education of children, and the management of the whole family fall on her shoulder.
所以用今天的话讲，是他是一个忙到没有时间的人。
In today's world, she was so busy, she didn't have time.
按照人的想法，他完全可以说我这太累了。
Yeah, so people would say, oh, she can say, I feel so tired.
那我没有时间管属灵的一些事情了。
I have no time for those spiritual things.
但是就是在这样一个忙碌的生活里面，他选择把神放在家庭的中心。
Even in such a busy life, in such a busy household, she chose God to be the center of the family.
所以他在这个忙碌的身份，他坚持了3件事情。
So she insisted on three things in the hectic family.
第一是，他是坚持一些有规律的生活。
First, she insisted on regular life of order.
所以家里的孩子很多，他让他很尽量的保持就是固定的一个作息，
So she maintained a consistent routine
而且很清楚的界定一些界限。
and have established clear boundaries.
那我知道一个混乱的一个家庭，他很难建立一个有稳定的属灵生活。
So I know a family, a hectic family, a very, very busy family, it's very hard to establish a clear spiritual routine.
所以他在管理家庭的时候，他帮助孩子来学习和纪律和次序。
So she helped children to learn discipline and order.
那历史上记载又，他又做了第二件事，他要坚持有计划的一个教导。
So in the history in the historical record, we know that he insisted on timely teaching, routine
不定
teaching.
的安排一个时间，他说每一个礼拜他会一对一的跟他的孩子对谈话。
So every week he would have a weekly one-on-one time with each child.
会关心他们的生命，
He cares about their spiritual life.
因为他亲自教导他们圣经。
Because she taught them by herself.
他不是把这个属灵的事情交给教会，
She not just entrusted children to church.
但是他自己承担母亲这个属灵教导的一个责任。
Yeah, she taught the scripture herself.
那我觉得他做的第三件事是最有趣，也是最有重要的一件事情。
The third thing is the most interesting and the most important.
那这个妈妈她是坚持有固定的祷告的时间，
She had a set time to pray.
但是你想想，家里有十几个小孩的，家里又是很吵，又是太忙。
Just imagine there are more than 10 children there, and it's so hectic, so busy.
因为她不停的在做饭。
Right, because he actually, maybe most of the time he had to cook.
那我们做饭的时候，以前都是有一个大的围巾围在这里，是不是穹围？
We know, I mean, when people cook, they put an apron, on her body.
所以呢，他是要祷告的时候，他这个 apron 一掀上去，就把头盖起来，就开始祷告。
So for her, what she did is just pull her apron up to cover her head and start praying.
所以孩子们一看见的时候，他们就知道妈妈是在见神。
So whenever she did that, the children would know, oh, Mama is meeting with God.
所以那个时候是没有人会去打扰他。
So their children would not to try to bother her.
对于他们的孩子来讲，他们不只是听见孩子是在讲神的事情。
So So for the children, that they not only listened what her mom talked about God,
那更是看见母亲真实的在亲近神。
but they observed, they saw their mom is trying to be close with God.
所以就在这样一个忙碌、贫穷又充满压力的这个家庭里面，神就兴起了一代的属灵的器皿。
So in such a hectic, busy, and hard family, God raises a generation of spiritual leaders.
那其中最有名的当然是约翰·威斯理。
The most famous was John Wesley.
那后来成为这个卫理宗的一个创始人。
He becomes the founding father of Wesley Church,
Methodist。
the Methodist Church.
那被神就是大大的这个使用，
So he got used him greatly.
甚至带来英国整个和甚至世界上的属灵的复兴。
That brought spiritual revival to England and even the world.
那另外一个儿子是 Charles Wesley，
Another child is Charles Wesley.
他一生写了6000多个赞美的诗
He
篇。
wrote over 6,000 times.
那直到今天，我们很多教会都在传唱他的一
Even
些诗
today,
歌。
many churches, including our church, we sang
所以弟兄姐
Abraham.
妹，这些影响世界的这些教会历史上的人物，
So, brothers and sisters, there's great leaders in history of church.
那并不是偶然出现，
It's not by accident.
因为在他们背后有一位长期祷告的母亲。
Because behind them, there are great moms who prayed for them persistently.
那最后，让我们回到哈拿的这个身上。
Okay, let's return back to Hannah.
在撒马基1章18节的时候，他说：“于是，妇人上路去吃饭，脸上不再带愁容了。
So in First Samuel verse 18, chapter 1, verse 18, Hannah said, "May your servant find a flavor in your eyes."
”如果你熟悉圣经的时候，你知道哈拿这个时候还没有得到孩子。
But we know, I mean, Hannah went to church to pray, right? But she didn't get her child yet. But
但是它里面已经有平安了。
she know God heard her prayer. She feel happy already in her heart.
因为他已经把自己的重担已经带到神的面前。
Because he put down her burden, the burden in her heart in front of the Lord.
那后来在撒母耳记2章1节的时候，哈拿又祷告说。
So in Samuel, chapter 2, verse 1, Hannah prayed.
我的心因耶和华快乐，我因你的救恩欢心。
My heart rejoices in the Lord. In the Lord, my heart is rejoiced.
就哈拿真正的这个快乐，它不只是因为他终于得到了这个孩子。
So the real happiness is not only she got the child she prayed for.
因为他实际上是他重新认识到神是听祷告的神。
The big joy is that she realized that God is real, that God listened her prayer.
是掌管这个孩子人生的这个神，
And God is in charge of her children.
是值得信赖这个神。
And God is reliable that she can believe in him.
那后来他的儿子撒母耳就成为神历史上最后一位士师。
And her son Samuel turns out to be the last judge of the time.
那先后高立了2位以色列的君王。
And he anointed two kings for Israel.
说弟兄姐妹们，很多母亲，特别是母亲，现在面临很多的压力。
So, brothers and sisters, we know mothers, particularly third mothers, they face many pressures.
你觉得一切都要靠自己，
And they feel they have to do everything by themselves.
但是哈拿这个生命是提醒我们，当我们愿意把孩子交给神的时候，我们就不需要一直活在焦虑和惧怕里面。
But Hannah reminded us, when we entrust our children to God, we don't have to live in fear and anxiety.
因为孩子不是单单属于我们，更加是属于神的。
Because children, they are not just belong on you, but the children are taken care of by God.
所以前几天呢，我帮我们家女儿修一个玩具。
A few days ago, I was repairing a toy for my daughter.
所以一边修的时候，我就很得意的告诉他说：“你看，一个家里面，爸爸很重要。
So after I repaired, I told while I was repairing, I told my daughter, "Look how important that is."
很多东西坏了，要爸爸来修。
Many broken things, dad can fix it.
那我们家的丫头，你知道她对话都很聪明。
So guess what my daughter would say?
她回头就回了我一句：“妈妈也很重要。”
And she replied to me, "Mom is also important."
那煮饭做菜全靠妈妈，
She cook and she make dishes.
所以我当时听了以后觉得也很有道理。
I find that what she said is really correct.
结果他停顿了一下，又加了一句。
Then she paused for a second and she added,
你觉得他会讲什么？
What do you think what she would say?
他在这家里，我就是那个快乐。
So in this family, I'm the happiest one.
所以当时我们当时就也笑了。
So I laughed.
但是后来我觉得越想越觉得很有意思。
Yeah, afterwards, when I think about this, I find it's very interesting.
其实，在一个家里面，每个人都有神所赐的恩典，
So in family, everyone has a special blessing from the Lord.
也爸爸有爸爸的责任，
Dad has dad's responsibility.
对，妈妈有妈妈的恩赐。
And mom has mom's talent.
那孩子他不只是一个被照顾的人。
A child is not someone to be taken care of.
这是神放在你家里面的喜乐和祝福。
Yeah, they are from Lord. Children is a Lord placing into a family to be the source of joy.
那孩子的一句话其实很宝贵，我就是那个快乐。
So what my daughter said, that is very precious. I'm the happy one.
那这让我想到这个诗篇第二不是127篇的时候说：“儿女是耶和华所赐的产业。”
Yeah, I remember the in Bible, in Psalm. Chapter 127, 127 says, God's giving asset from God.
那神把这样的快乐放在每个人的家里面。
So God gives this joy into every family, such a joyful asset into every family.
弟兄姐妹，你就想一想，一个家如果是只有工作、责任和压力，
Brother, sister, just think about it. If a family only has work, responsibility, pressure,
却没有了快乐，
But without joy,
却又慢慢的失去了神设立这个家庭的一个美意。
then slowly you lose the blessing from God.
所以母亲节不只是要我们来感谢母亲的辛劳，
So Mother's Day is not just we come here, of course, to give thanks to our mothers for their hard working,
也提醒我们神把不同的恩赐放在家庭里面。
but also remind us that God give different talents to each one of us.
就妈妈、爸爸、孩子都不是偶然的存在。
So it's not a coincidence that we have a mom and dad and children.
那每一个角色都是神最美的安排。
Every role has the best, beautiful blessing from God.
所以每个人都可以成为别人的祝福。
Everyone can become a blessing of the other.
那我们来做一个结束祷告。
And let's pray.
亲爱的阿爸父，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Dear Lord, we thank you, we praise you.
感谢你借着今天的话语提醒我们，
Thank you. Remind us through today's message
儿女是你赐给我们的产业，
that our sons and daughters are your blessings,
家庭也是你设立的一个特别的恩典。
and family is the grace that you establish for us.
主啊，我们今天特别把每一位母亲交托给你。
Thirdly, we give thanks especially for the mom, for each mom.
你知道他们的劳苦、眼泪和牵挂和祷告。
You know their burden, their hard work, their worries and their prayers.
求你的亲自眷顾他们。
Please, bless them, care them,
坚固他们。
give them strength.
像你眷顾哈拿一样的眷顾他们，
The same way as you did to Hannah.
愿你赐给我们这里面的每个母亲，由你而来的平安和喜乐和力量。
May you bless each mom here, sitting here, the peace, strength, and blessing from you.
正如哈拿所唱的，说：“我的心因耶和华快乐。”
As Hannah sing, my heart is filled with joy from Lord.
愿这样的快乐也充满每一个家庭。
May the same joy fill each family.
也为特别要为我们在教会里面的孩子们祷告。
We pray especially for our children of this church.
感谢你赐给我们这些孩子和下一代。
We thank you for giving us, bless us with the children, this next generation.
愿神你带领他们，让他们来认识你，
Lord, please lead them to get to know you
跟随你，荣耀你。
and follow you and glorify your name.
那我们如此的同心祷告，都是奉靠主耶稣的名。
Our prayer in one heart that all in Jesus' name.
Amen。
Amen.